is this Lynette?
This is Lynette.
Lynette, this is Dr. Bob Huizinga.
Hi, wonderful to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you, too. Tell me a little bit about your concerns or the questions you might have. What are the issues in your life right now?
Well, right now, I had run across your information when I was looking into a spy program.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like you were a godsend to me. You really helped me.
Okay.
What kind of help did you find? I found by discovering what kind of affair my husband had, it helped me know what to deal with.
Okay.
And I had reached a point, because the affair had been going on for 15 months, when I finally stepped over nothing, packed up his stuff, had him make a choice, and he left.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I've been able to go back over the material and find myself. And my biggest concern is now getting through the divorce, getting on with my life with my daughter, helping her understand what's going on. He still keeps saying, there's a chance we'll get back together. Some of my kids have been divorced and gotten back together. And he's like, well, maybe we'll get back together. And I'm not ready for that. Everybody's like, he's going to come begging back. I don't want that. I want a new relationship with him. And he doesn't see any reason for him to change. So I go to a ball game and I'm constantly looking around. Is he here? Is he here? And he walks up with his girlfriend, even though we're still married. And he has no regard for my daughter and her feelings. And so I've learned to put all that in perspective.
Okay, so you have significant contact with him.
Yes, I still do.
Okay.
The details of the divorce, and it's getting easier now, to be able to stand up for him, or against him. He told me one time he was proud of me for finally standing up, but he was angry that I stood up against him.
Okay.
And so I've had to find out who I was, and start to put my life together, and decide what I want.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer about him, about my daughter and myself.
Okay. Sounds like you feel good about that movement in your life.
I did. I gave 15 months, and he's like, you just gave up too soon. I said, I felt like 15 months was plenty time, that he had done nothing to change, nothing to end the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He continued to lie and cheat on me, and that I'd had enough.
Okay.
The game was over.
Okay. So at that point, you drew a line.
I drew the line.
And what did you say to him at that point?
Well, I drew the line one time, and he's like, fine, just pack up my stuff now. And I did, and I had it within a half hour, everything at the door. And he's like, oh, you just want me out of here. You have somebody else. And I said, no, that's not it. I'm just not playing the game anymore. And then he continued to belittle me and put me down as like such. I've learned since, my daughter told me, Mom, step out of the bubble. Look at what's going on in your life as if you're an observer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to do that, I started to see that he did belittle me. He took away my self-confidence. He put me down. So as I began to do that... That was part of the game.
Okay.
And even though I thought I had ended the game, you know, I was still playing it. So I pretty much told him. He started to put me down, and he says, you'll never change, you'll never do nothing. And I said, excuse me, I have an appointment with an attorney tomorrow. And he couldn't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he continued to put me down, and I said, and I have filed a police report because this female had threatened me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he just didn't know what to do.
Okay.
And then I still played the game. I thought I was strong enough, and so it took me about another 2 months, and I knew when it was over. Within myself, I knew that he could have been home with us, and he wasn't. He was with
okay.
her, so I packed all his stuff.
So
and I didn't say anything.
Okay.
He came home to a for sale sign with all his stuff in the living room and boxes, and he just looked at me and he goes, you know, he's vulgarity, what's going on? And
mm-hmm.
I said, it's time for you to make a choice. You can stay and change your life and be with us, or you can leave and go do what you want, because I don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he left.
Now, was that the point at which you knew within yourself that you had to make that decision, or you were ready to make that decision, or ready to take that action?
Well, yes, because I began to see the impact on my daughter.
Okay.
She was a preteen. I decorated her room all cute with teenage stuff. She put it away and bought out her baby toys.
Okay.
And then when I saw that, that was it.
That hurt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt like, Mom, he could have been with me these last year and a half, and he spent it with her and her kids. And she's like, we don't need him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I stepped out and saw the whole picture. And that was time to make a change. You said something in one of your messages the other day about the answer to the question, or the question.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Don't know the whole question, but the answer is that for me, when is it time to take care of you?
Okay.
Stop giving all your power to someone else. And I've done that.
Okay.
It still hurts a little, but I like me. My daughter said, like 2 days after he left, Mom, I miss Dad. I'm sad about the divorce. It's just, I'm happy. It's peaceful in our home. And we never fought. But there's a different spirit here.
Okay.
And my concern is just maintaining my own strength, and I look at your website all the time.
Okay.
And it really helps me.
Okay. So you need to maintain your strength. Didn't you have ideas of how to do that, especially when you are in proximity to him? Is that where it kind of breaks down most often?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's like he stopped paying our house payment. We have a brand new home. I'm losing everything. He had threatened me that he could make me lose my job. He's just done it, and I've come to realize those are just threats. And then he said, well, I could have you arrested. And then, for what? I wouldn't do anything. You could be set up. So basically what I've done is document all that to protect myself, as well as send everything to my attorney. My attorney said in 25 years he's never seen such an ugly divorce.
Okay.
And it's just starting, and he took his name off of everything in the middle of the winter, had the utilities shut off. So from him forcing me to play my hand, basically, I've had to gain the strength that I knew I had. I no longer let him influence me. I just do my life. And it's like the other day, I called him because they're going to mortgage my home. And foreclose it. And I'm like, wait a minute. I can't let this happen. I'm not ready to move. So I had to take charge and take things over. So, and meantime, I've been foreseeing what he might do and taking control rather than waiting for it to happen.
Okay. So you're much more proactive in your life, or in what you need to do to protect yourself and your daughter.
Yes.
Okay.
I was able to find out things that he's done illegally that will protect me and my daughter in the future.
You feel like you have a pretty good position right now?
I do feel a lot better, yes.
Okay.
That I was able to, I had to do what I had to do for us, and that gave me the strength that I needed.
Okay. And your concern is what, Lynette? Help me understand what you fear might happen in your response to that.
My biggest fear is that I know he's using my daughter, and he throws her up to me all the time, and when he does that, then...
What does he say? What do you mean?
It's like he came over to me the other day at her ball game, and he wanted to keep her longer. So then he's nice to me, and it's like I couldn't face him and have the strength I need. I said, "Have her call me, and then I'll give you an answer."
Okay.
Because I needed that few moments to gather my thoughts. I don't think on my feet that quick, and so I needed. So when I have face-to-face contact with him, it's really hard for me. That's probably my biggest fear.
Okay.
Well, he's very manipulative, and it's very hard.
Okay. So you find things get triggered pretty intently when you're around him, and you need to take a kind of a personal time out to kind of gather yourself the way it sounds.
Exactly.
Okay.
Time to, even call my attorney and say, can I do this?
Okay.
Can I not do this? For instance, he's taking advantage of the visitation we agreed to 2 days a week. He set it up so he's off 3 days a week and expecting her. Well, that interferes with my time, so I'm getting ready to have to call him and tell him, no, you can only have her for 2 days. I'm keeping her this day. And that's going to be very hard because he's going to then, he usually calls me back with threats and or threatens me at the time.
Okay. In what kind of threats?
Well, you can't do that. I have rights. I'm going to take that away. Oh, we'll see what my attorney says about that. And
okay, is he threatened to harm you in any way?
Physical harm? No.
Okay. You're not concerned about that?
No.
Okay, good.
But he said if he wanted me dead, I'd already be dead. But he did tell me this gal that he's with is very violent, and I don't know what she's capable of doing. She told, and I have it documented, that she told someone that she was going to get my house, my husband, my new car, my daughter, and I was going away. It was very threatening. I don't intend to go anywhere.
Okay. So you're gathering the support around you, and your attorney is helpful to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And when will the divorce be final?
He said it may take years.
Years?
It's a very big, ugly mess, yes.
Who said that?
My attorney.
Okay.
Because before my husband actually, before he actually left, when I thought we were working on things, he put us in very severe financial debt, tied me up in all kinds of financial things that financially I don't think I'll recover from.
Okay.
I just had put my house on the market and I'm going to be selling it. We have timeshares that I have to take care of. And
what keeps him connected to you?
The power, the control he thinks he has over me.
Okay.
And the finances. He's big into money and things.
Okay.
And he uses my daughter.
Okay. And how's she doing with this?
I think she's doing pretty well. She's brought her grades back up. She's a really good student. And she recognizes her dad and how he is. She's been telling Mom, I hate how Dad treats you. Mom, you need to put him on cheaters. She's 13, and she's very smart. But
okay.
She sees through her dad. She says, Mom, all I need from you is to be here and love me. All I need from him is his guilty stuff.
Okay. Okay, so it sounds like you have a lot of contact with him.
Yes.
Can you minimize that contact at all?
I think I can, yes.
Okay. Can you think of two or three ways to minimize that contact? I mean, you don't have to do it right now.
I'm trying to use my attorney more and
exactly.
not have to talk to him directly.
Exactly. It sounds like it's important to get out of that power play with him, and he thrives on personal contact and intimidation of you.
Yes.
Probably what might happen, however, is if you lessen your contact with him, he might find other excuses or reasons to contact you to keep you in the loop. Is that true?
Yeah, I think he would.
Okay. Has the intensity of this lessened or increased over time, would you say?
Well, for me, I think it's lessened because I don't have as much time with him, but when I have to have contact with him, he's very aggressive.
Okay. Okay. And how do you have contact with him?
Mostly just by the phone.
By the phone. Okay. Okay.
But I'm recording it for my attorney, too, so.
Okay.
And then I listen to it again, and then it gives me the strength to see where I can be stronger, or I can assert myself and not play his game.
Okay, so you're using that as a learning tool, the way it
yes.
sounds.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're on a pretty good path, Lynette.
Thank you.
It feels that way?
It does.
Increasingly so.
It does. I feel, and I was afraid before to talk to anybody, but I've talked to a lot of people. I feel an inspiration to who to talk to.
Okay.
And I work as a cashier, and people go through my line, and I instinctively know something to say to them, and they come back with, and I've met so many people who've been through the same situation or are going through it,
sure.
and direct them to your website, and by helping them, I help myself by telling them stuff, I hear it again.
Okay.
Strength.
So a gift you have is tying into other people and
yes.
and helping them.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that's a gift that's there when you're with your husband, because you tie into him pretty intently, don't you?
Yes.
And you're trying to to put some boundaries up there and protect yourself and not tie into him or his reactions as much. And that sounds like you're aware of that. You, as your daughter says, you can step out of the bubble and do that. Although when you're face-to-face, certain things start bubbling up within you, and you need a timeout, or you need to back away and say to yourself, okay, take it easy now. This is what I have to do in this situation.
Exactly.
Okay.
I've learned even with phone calls to tell him I'll get back with you.
Okay, good. That's your out, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a boundary. That protects you.
Sounds like I need more boundaries.
I think you're doing fine. I think you're doing fine. Yeah, and you can experiment with yourself and set new boundaries, see how it goes. Be aware of the triggers that get set off within you when you're around him, and use this as a tremendous learning and growing experience.
Okay. Because I like who I am. I don't like him anymore.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah.
I like the company I keep.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Okay, well, I appreciate your willingness to do this, and I certainly wish you the best.
I think you're doing a great service, and keep it up.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You take care now.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.